Hi
Hello.
there, may I speak with Jamila?
Yes, this is her.
Hi there, so my name's Ethan on the recorded line. I'm following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you at the moment?
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks for asking. Now, Jamila, were you interested in seeing if you can participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, so was it you or maybe even a loved one as well that was using Depo Provera after 1992?
It was me.
Okay, and then after that, were you ever diagnosed or injured by anything?
I had a brain tumor.
Gotcha, I'm really sorry to hear that you had to go through that. How are you doing now?
So-so.
Okay, yeah, definitely. What was the name of the tumor or the diagnosis?
Femo. Oh my God, I can't. Feminine. Wait. Make sure I got the name right.
Yeah, take your time. I know some of these names can be difficult to pronounce or it might be hard to remember.
Name. Oh my God. Wait, what did you say again?
Yeah, so you did say you were diagnosed with a brain tumor, correct?
Yes.
Do you remember specifically the name of the diagnosis?
Okay, I'm getting God. Oh my God. The name is so hard. I can't. I'm trying. Menegemo.
Meningioma?
Yes.
Okay, I see. Again, I'm so sorry that you had to go through that. But if that is the case, it does sound like we may actually be able to help you out here with getting a claim started. Do you have an attorney that's helping you yet?
No.
Okay, and then actually, before I continue, I just want to be sure I'm saying your name correctly. Is it Jamila or Jamila?
Jamela.
Jamela. Okay, I'll be sure to remember that then. So, Mrs. Jamela, so can you confirm to me then, under penalty, that you haven't sought legal representation, you haven't signed any documents or sent out any packets of information for any attorneys for this lawsuit? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then I take it, of course, you would be filing this claim for yourself, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then Mrs. Jamela, are you currently a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and you did say you were diagnosed with a meningioma, and that was after you were taking Depo Provera, correct?
Yes, it was.
How long did you take Depo Provera for?
I took it from 2007 to 2019.
Okay, gotcha. Quite a while then. And remind me again where you said that meningioma was located in your body?
Yes.
Or where was it located?
In my head.
Gotcha. You said it was a brain tumor, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the date that you were diagnosed?
February 21st,
Okay, February 21st of what year?
2001. 21.
2021?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And Mrs. Jamela, what is your birthday?
March 14th, 1977.
Okay, just want to confirm I heard you correctly. You said March 14th, 1977. That's correct?
Yes.
Okay, in addition, do you happen to know anyone else, like any friends or family members, for example, that were also injured by Depo Provera who could need some help?
I can see.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. In any case, Jamela, what I'll do is when we're done with this intake, which again should only take about 15 minutes or so, I'll also give you all my contact information so that way if you also happen to find anyone else who's looking for help, they can always reach out to me, okay?
Okay.
Now, for your Depo Provera usage, were you getting injections for the shot or were you taking pills?
A shot.
Okay, and specifically, was it the name brand labeled Depo Provera that you were taking?
It was Pfizer.
Okay, gotcha. So it wasn't generic medroxypedrosterone or Depo SubQ. It was just Depo Provera by Pfizer, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then I believe we did confirm, of course, that you used it for at least 1 year. In your case, it was about, I want to say, like more than 10 years, right?
Yes.
How many years did you use Depo Provera for?
11 years.
11 years, gotcha. Can you also confirm that within 1 year you had at least 4 injections?
Yes.
Okay, and then you were, of course, using it, you said already after January 1st, 1992, correct?
Yes, I was. Mm-hmm.
Can you remind me again what the dates that you started and stopped using Depo Provera were?
I stopped in 2019. I started in 2007. I stopped in 2019.
Okay, do you remember the months or the time of year? If not, that's okay.
Like January, from January 2007 to April to 2019.
Okay, gotcha. I'll put 01/01/2007 and then 04/01/2019 then. For the
Yes.
recording, can you confirm your gender for me, Jamela?
I'm a female.
Okay. And then I do have your first and last name here on file as sent to us by the inquiry that you made. So that's Jamela, Jamela, last name Pass, Pass. Is that correct?
No, it's Jamila.
ILA. Okay, I'll go ahead and fix that then. Jamila. And your last name is Pass, Pass.
Yes.
Okay, do you also have a middle name?
Aisha.
Okay, can you spell that for me, please?
Aisha.
AYISHA.
Isha.
Okay, perfect. Do you also happen to have a suffix? For example, are you a junior or a senior?
No.
And your social?
0886078 67.
Okay, I just want to confirm I heard you correctly. So that's 0886078 67.
Yes.
Okay, I also have your email here. That's your first and last name, JamilaPass4@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, and your phone number is 929-727-3680.
Yes.
Alrighty, and Mrs. Jamila, am I calling you on your cell phone or is a landline?
My cell phone.
Okay, and what's your primary address?
1077 Castleton Avenue, apartment 60 as in Charlie, Staten Island, New York, 10310.
Okay, and sorry, I didn't quite catch that. Could you spell the street name for me, please?
Castleton.
Okay, and you said that's Castleton Avenue, apartment C as in Charlie, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and that's Staten Island, New York, 10310.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Give me just a second. I always like to look these things up on Google Maps or Apple Maps just so I can verify that it's correct because sometimes I make mistakes. And perfect. Looks like I found it right here. So I'll just say that one more time then. That's 1077 Castleton Avenue, apartment C as in Charlie, Staten Island, New York, 10310.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for confirming that for me. Now, for your Depo Provera usage, were you being administered that, so given the shots by a doctor, was it just various medical staff, or were you doing it yourself?
A doctor.
Okay. And just your best estimate doesn't have to be exact. And if anything, I can always help you do the math as well. How many times were you injected with Depo Provera?
Three times a month.
Was it 3 times per month or once every 3 months?
Three times per month.
3 times per month. Okay. And that was across 11 years, you said, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So 3 times per month. So 3 times 12 is 36. So then times 11. So that would come out to about 396 total injections across that 11 years. Does that sound correct to you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And what was the name of the doctor that was giving you your Depo Provera?
Dr. Melinda Hong.
You said Melinda Holmes?
Melinda Hong.
Okay, so Melinda, I was assuming that's Melinda.
Yes.
Okay, and you said last name?
Hung.
Okay, so Melinda, Melinda, and then last name Huang.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for confirming. And what was the name of the hospital where your Dapibrovera was being administered to you?
Mount Sinai Morningside.
Spell that for me, please.
MOUNT Sinai SINAI Morningside MONINGSIDE.
Okay. So that's Mount Sinai Morningside, and that's the one, I would assume that's the one on 419 West 114th Street.
1111 Amsterdam Avenue.
Okay, gotcha. Looks like there might be multiple. Okay, yeah, I found it. You said 1111 Amsterdam Avenue, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for confirming. Yeah, it looks like they had a few different locations, but I did find the correct one, so I'll just go ahead and copy and paste all that information then. Okay, Mount Sinai Morningside. That's 212-523-4000. Okay, perfect. And for, was it Dr. Huang that also was prescribing your Dapibrovera as well?
Yes.
Okay. I would assume then your prescription, that would be the same facility or same address as well.
Well, my gynecologist was given, I had a gynecologist I was going to and Dr. Home.
Okay, gotcha. But Dr. Hong was the one who was the prescribing doctor?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. In that case, then, okay. And at that time, she would have been at the same Mount Sinai and Morningside as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'll just copy and paste all that information one more time then. Makes it real easy for me on my end. Just give me just a second to pull that again. And okay, additionally, most likely you didn't have to, but did you have to go to a separate pharmacy to get your Dapibrovera and bring it to her, or was it all provided there?
Or provided there.
Okay, perfect. Then for the pharmacy name, I'll just copy and paste all that information one more time then. Yeah, usually that is the case, but I have talked to a few different women where they've actually had to go and get the Dapibrovera from somewhere else, interestingly enough, which is kind of strange to me, but I guess that's just the way it is for some hospitals. Now, this is in regards to the method of diagnosis for your meningioma. Did that come through a CT scan, an MRI, or maybe even both?
Both. I had a blood test, a urine test, a biopsy, a CAT scan, and an MRI.
Gotcha. Okay, I see. You said blood test, urine test, CAT scans, biopsy, and MRI, correct?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay, I see. Again, I'm so sorry to hear that you've had to deal with so many issues in regards to the depot. But in any case, what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with your meningioma?
Dr. Sadi Ghanem.
Okay, spell that for me as well, please.
Dr. Sadi is SAADI
Okay.
GHATAN. That's my neurosurgeon.
Okay, you said SAADIGHATN. TAN.
Yes.
Okay, and what hospital was this at as well?
Mouse, I think I gave you the is backwards. Dr. Sana is at Mount Sinai 11 Amsterdam. I gave it to you backwards.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So your neurosurgeon, where you were diagnosed and treated, that was at Mount Sinai,
Mount
correct?
Sinai, yes.
Okay, gotcha. So then for the hospital where you were being given your Dapibrovera, where would that be?
That was 4808 for Hamilton Parkway in Brooklyn, New York.
4808 Fort Hamilton Parkway, Brooklyn, New York, you said, correct?
Yes.
And that's Maimonides Medical Center.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. I'll go ahead and fix all that then. Give me just a second.
Okay.
Okay. Gotcha. And just want to confirm one more time, you said that's 4808 Fort Hamilton Parkway in Brooklyn, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for double checking with me. I'll go ahead and update that on my form real quickly. Maimonides Medical Center. Okay, I need to find their information. All right, perfect. I just pulled it up there. And where is their phone number? For some reason, it's not on their website. Give me just a second. Oh, there, I found it. Okay, Maimonides. Okay, and then just to double check with you as well, so then it was Mount Sinai, and that was where your neurosurgeon was, correct?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Amsterdam. Okay. Yeah, sorry, I apologize for the wait. I just need to
It's
correct
okay.
all the information that I did put down already. I'm almost finished here. And okay, perfect. Just finished that. So in any case, so before you were diagnosed with your meningioma, did you have any other previous cancer diagnosis as well?
No.
Did you ever receive any kind of radiation treatment before your meningioma diagnosis either?
No.
What kind of treatment were you receiving for the meningioma?
Was I would go to out radiation therapy 6 times a week. That was about it.
Gotcha. Okay, I see. And the treating doctor, was that also Dr. Gatton?
Yes.
Okay, I would assume then this treatment was also at Mount Sinai then, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Give me just a second to punch in that hospital information as well. Just one last time then. I do believe that should be the last time I have to do that. Additionally, do you have any family history of meningioma?
No.
And were you ever hospitalized for your meningioma as well?
Yes.
Gotcha. And do you remember the dates or maybe how long you were hospitalized for?
I was hospitalized for like a week.
Okay, for about a week. And your diagnosis date, give me just a second. It was, let me see if I can find it. I put it down somewhere here. It was
My book.
February 21st, 2021, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Was it also in February then that you were diagnosed or hospitalized?
Yes.
Okay. So in anything, so I would assume that your hospitalization started maybe like a day or so after.
Yes.
Okay. So then for your hospitalization dates, I'll just put February 22nd then of 2021 through, oh, you said a week, correct?
Yes.
Okay, in that case, I'll put February 28th, 2021. Does that sound accurate to you?
Yes.
Okay. Additionally, do you have medical records or documentation that would show your diagnosis for your meningioma?
Yes.
Okay. And if necessary, would you be able to provide these medical records either by mail, electronically, or both?
Yes.
Do you also have access to a MyChart login?
No.
Okay, yeah, don't worry about that. Now we're actually almost done here. I do appreciate your patience, Ms. Jamila. Lastly, I just need to get an emergency contact from you. This is just someone that we can reach out to just in case something happens to you and we can't contact you for an extended period of time. Otherwise, we would normally never reach out to them. It's very rare that we do. Do we have someone that you want to use as an emergency contact?
Yes, I'll use my daughter.
Okay, does she live with you or separately?
She lives with me.
Okay, and what's her name?
Jemiah.
Jemiah, spell that for me, please.
JA. J-A-M-Y-A, last name Pass.
Okay, J-A-M-Y-A, last name Pass, same as yours.
Yes.
Okay, and what is her phone number?
347-938-7195.
Okay. And you said she is your daughter, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you also happen to know her email address? If not, that's okay.
No, I don't know her email.
Okay. Yeah, don't worry about it. Usually, I wouldn't expect you to either. That won't be necessary, though. In any case, yeah, so we are almost done here. Lastly, Mrs. Jamila, I'm just going to read off to you a quick compliance form. This is just a checklist that I use to make sure all the information we've discussed is correct. So I'll read off a few different items. It's going to be really short. If anything sounds incorrect, I invite you to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
So we did, of course, confirm that you don't have an attorney. You've never signed any documents or any packets of information for anyone to help you with this lawsuit. You were unfortunately diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera. You did use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year. Additionally, during 1 year, you also got at least 4 shots. You were using the name brand Depo-Provera by Pfizer, and you were receiving these shots after January 1st, 1992.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. In any case, then, I'll start drafting up some retaining documents for you to sign and return digitally. Very easy to do so, and it should only take about a minute or two of your time. Before I send them to you, though, I'm going to make a draft for myself. This is just so I can check to make sure I got all your personal information correct, so I can make sure we get this done right the first time, and I don't have to bother you again later down the line, okay?
Okay.
Because you never know, sometimes I make spelling mistakes or maybe punch in a number wrong, so I'm just going to pull this up on my end first, and I'll read off a few items of your personal information so you can confirm them for me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so give me just a second. Let me find you. Okay, Jamila Aisha Pass. Alrighty, so confirming your address, that's 1077 Castleton Avenue. That's apartment C, as in Charlie, Staten Island, New York. 10310.
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty, and your phone number is 929-727-3680. And your email address, that's jamilapass4@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and click send on my end, and you should receive a text message momentarily. It's going to say my name, which is Ethan, and it should contain a link to DocuSign, which you should be able to click just accessing it through your text message.
Yes, I got it.
Okay, perfect. So you can go ahead and click on that one. That's going to allows you to sign these digitally retaining documents. Again, should only take a minute. What these documents state is, firstly and foremost, that our law partners, Ben Martin, will be representing you for this lawsuit. Secondly, it gives them permission to pull your medical records on your behalf.
Yes.
And then once you're finished, just let me know and I'll give it a quick once over to make sure it gets processed correctly. And while you're doing that as well, like I mentioned before, I'll also send you a text message from my personal office number. It'll come from a 949 number. So that way you have my contact information and you can reach out to me anytime in the future if you ever have questions or concerns. And you can also share my number with anyone you know who might need some help as well, okay?
Okay. I finished it.
Okay, perfect. Give me just a second to see on my end. Yep, I just received your documents. I'm going to go ahead and take a quick peek at this. Alrighty. I see your signature. Perfect. That looks good to me. So yeah, I really do appreciate your time, Mrs. Jamila. That is all I needed from you today. In any case, did you have any other questions or concerns?
No, I don't.
Okay, perfect. Now, I'll just let you know, from here on out, our attorney partners, that's going to be, again, Ben Martin Law. They should be reaching out to you sometime within the next week or 2 weeks or so. They're just going to call you one more time just to make sure they can get in contact with you and also verify that all your information is correct. Then and only then can they actually start working on your case. So just make sure you look out for that call. Very important, okay?
Okay, no problem.
But yeah, once you get that taken care of, as far as I'm aware at least, that should be the last thing you need to do in regards to this lawsuit, and they'll be able to handle the rest.
Okay.
And yeah, I'll also make sure I send you that text message in just a few seconds here. I do apologize. I'm not the fastest typer in the world. In any case, I'll also send you an email as well, which will have my company card and my additional company email as well. So if you ever need additional ways to reach us, you know where to find me, okay?
Yeah, it came. The text came from you.
Okay, perfect. Well, in that case, I do wish you all the best. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Have a good rest of your day. Thank you.
Okay.